So continue on in our discussion of Hilchos Masa Umatan in our Chaim Mikuf Nun Vav, where the Aruch HaShulchan follows the lead of the Magen Avraham and discusses many things that can come up in the context of business. So yesterday we discussed, V'ahavta L'reacha Kamocha, how that's not just the din bein begufo, but also bein b'mamono, that we have to be concerned that when we're involved in dealings, not to try to crush the other person, but try to find. Everybody should be able to make a parnasa. Everybody should be able to do well, zanana, but the attitude is never to try to take advantage of the other person, try to get one over on the other person. Maybe he doesn't realize, maybe she doesn't realize. That's not the halachic way of doing business. So the Aruch HaShulchan moves on, again, following the lead of the Magen Avraham. So he says, well, what about tochacha? You know, you see things all the time in the business place, you know, that shouldn't be going on. And so how do we deal with tochacha? So he quotes a machlokas between the Urayim and the Smag about, basically based on the Gemara and Arachin, about what kind of conduct is going to warrant tochacha. So you see somebody who's doing the wrong thing in a variety of different ways, so should give the person tochacha. So one view is, it depends. If the person is doing it b'shogeg and you have a sense that they're not going to listen to you, then we do have a principle of mutav shu shogeg in vayu mezidin. And once you warn the person, you say this is wrong and they're going to do it anyway, so in a certain sense you made their avera worse. You elevated it from shogeg to mezid. That's one perspective. The other perspective is maybe it doesn't matter altogether. Even if they're mazed right now and you have a good feeling that they're not going to listen to you, there is a Gemara which says, Kishem shalomar davar ha-nishma, kach mitzvah shalomar davar she'enu nishma. Just like there's a mitzvah of giving tochacha when you can expect that it will have a positive impact. If you know the person isn't going to listen, so what's the use, right? You're just antagonizing and alienating the person even further. So the Aruch HaShulchan is very much mitzadeh in that direction. He says, and this is the 19th century, so after, you know, the Aruch HaShulchan is well aware of the forces of Haskalah, of enlightenment, and it brought a lot of trouble to the Jewish community. He says, V'kol shekein ata shebehaven osenu harabim nisraba apikorsis v'ein shayach klal tochacha v'ein lehisvakeach im poker Yisrael depakar tvei. It says, if you have somebody that's really far off the reservation, you're not going to start up with them. It's not going to help. Okay, so that's one point of view. So I just wanted to give my own two cents on this very quickly, is that this is what I call short-term tochacha. I definitely agree with the Aruch HaShulchan. But long-term, there's a way of sort of doing this, having your cake and eating it too, where you don't have to confront the person. But it's like the Avos Reb Nassan explains about Aaron HaKohen, Oves Abrios and Mekarvan LaTorah. He didn't form a relationship with them, and the first day he started telling them all the things they were doing wrong. He was just nice to them, and slowly but surely, of their own accord, they started asking him questions, and they started coming around. So again, I don't think we should give up on trying to bring people around in different contexts, but sometimes you have to take a little bit more of a long-term approach, and I think that's the right thing to do in this context. We shouldn't ever write off a fellow Jew, no matter how far they seem right now. Shalom, shalom, as we say, la rachok v'la karov. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Amar, Avratzah